Nice to see Terrell back.
Terrell?
Thomas?
I didn't even see him. Is he here?
I guess it's not. I guess it's a bad
question. Not when I came out here, I hadn't seen him yet.
Do you imagine it would be nice when you see him?
I thought. Okay, I got you. Yeah, it'll be nice to see him. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Did the team do some running today, some routes and things?
He's been doing them over on the side over here, running hoops and that type of thing. He seems to be doing pretty well at it.
You don't have a plan yet on when to get him back in practice or any of that type of thing?
The King?
Yeah.
Just waiting for them to tell us. Probably a good week more off, I'm thinking.
How about Campy? Is there any timeline on him?
Not that I have, no.
Has he had any setbacks or just waiting?
I don't think so. No, it's not a waiting. He's got to get there, you know. He's got to get there with enough so that the knee is strong, won't swell, that type of thing, and he's not there yet.
Did Jerome Scott aggravate his hamstring?
He got a thigh contusion that was swollen and came up the side of his leg. So that's his second injury. That doesn't help.
Same leg?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that.
Tom, is Will Hill getting more reps with, like, first team in the sense of nickel?
Yeah, he's getting more reps in that regard. He comes in there some in the nickel and what we call bison, which is another group. He's in there. So, yeah, he's had some opportunities, and he's getting more.
Do you think the scuffles are a result of the guys getting ramped up for...
What scuffles?
A couple pushing and shoving matches.
That's about what they were, yeah.
Do you think they're ramping up for the game, just getting antsy?
I think they'd like to play against somebody else, yeah. I don't think, we certainly don't think after the number of practices we've had, 10, that anybody's tired of hitting on each other. I just don't think that. There hasn't, you know. But I'm sure they're anxious to play someone in another uniform.
You go to Jacksonville. What are you going to be looking for from the first two draft picks there, Randall and Wilson? What do you need to see from them?
We need to see ball security. We'd like to see David's big play potential. And Ruben has been a guy that's caught the ball consistently all through camp. Very smooth, got himself open, caught the football, and I wouldn't think there'd be any reason not to expect him to continue to do that. But we'll see how they do when they compete against someone else other than our own people. Anybody else?
Some of your classmates from Syracuse with you today?
Classmates? No. That was my high school basketball and baseball coach. Bill Carey was here. And he had a couple of guys with him that were officials when I was a high school athlete.
Oh, so we can get the real Dirk.
I told Bill he better be watching who he's hanging around with.
What have you seen from Marcus King so
far? Flashes. He's a nice, sturdy young man that's, you know, starving to learn and very, very good attitude. You know, the kind of guy that we think is can be like a sponge because he's, you know, he needs so much information. He needs to, he's pretty solid inside, really doesn't know a whole lot about pass protection, but that's good. We got a lot of room to coach and teach there.
Tom, it seems every time I see practice, Hosey's making a play that, you know, just eye
opens. Yeah, he made a couple of nice ones, didn't he?
Is he not just doing it physically, but are you sensing that mentally he's really picking it up?
Seems like he is, and seems like he can handle it, too, which is a good thing. He had a nice punt return yesterday. He had a nice play, interception play today. Good for him. We need for that guy to really come through for us.
Rounding out the questions about the rookies, Brandon Mosley, a pretty good deal?
Inconsistent. He's had some good plays. Yesterday I thought he had a couple of real good plays. Today I didn't notice much.
Inconsistent technique-wise?
Finishing, getting the job done. I don't really think he's a mental error guy, but he does have a ways to go.
Steve Benozzi's interception today.
Really good, really great hands. Yeah. I thought, you know, we had beat him with that screen a few times this preseason, and I thought he was had been suckered in again because he was a long way down the line of scrimmage, and then he turned around and recovered and made a really nice catch on the ball. He ran the length of the field, and then we put him right back in on the next play. He was, oh, darn.
People made him run the whole way. People made Osley run the whole way, too.
It's a good habit. Let them bring you back.
Overall, you're still seeing mental errors?
Yep, still are. And probably still will for a while. The more you put in, the more you expose them, the more, you know, some one guy out of 11 will prone to make a mistake and make the whole, especially offensively, it seems that way anyway, make the whole play look bad. Okay?
Thank you.